This is NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. There's a new development today in the bribery scandal that has rocked the Olympic movement. The International Olympic Committee has confirmed that IOC President Juan Antonio Samaranch received some of the same kinds of gifts that are the subject of Olympic and criminal investigations. NPR's Howard Berkus has details.
This revelation raises this question. Is it hypocritical for Olympic President Juan Antonio Samaranch to denounce the favors given to IOC members by cities bidding for the Olympics when he himself has received similar favors? The answer depends on how those favors are characterized. Here are the facts. Records released by the Browning Arms Company to the Salt Lake Tribune show that Samaranch received four guns as gifts from the Salt Lake City Committee bidding for the Winter Olympics. The guns were sent at key moments in the bidding process, just before Salt Lake City lost the Olympic vote to Nagano, Japan in 1991, 3 years later as Salt Lake sought the Olympics again, and in 1995, just before Salt Lake City finally won an IOC vote and the 2002 Winter Games. The IOC issued a statement today acknowledging receipt of two of the guns and characterizing them as customary gifts given as a matter of protocol in Samaranch's official capacity as a representative of the IOC. The statement did not address the other two guns, and IOC officials did not return NPR's calls seeking clarification. Samaranch is considered the most influential member of the IOC. He doesn't participate in the voting for Olympic cities, but his feelings about a city, if revealed to IOC members, could certainly influence the vote. The IOC itself is conducting one of four investigations into allegations of influence peddling involving the siting of Olympic Games. I'm Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.